In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of July, 2019. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. We thank God for bringing us to this new day. Thank you for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ and strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. The first reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6 and verses 9 to 12. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. I read from the first reading. Moses was looking after the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led it to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame, blazing from the middle of a bush. Moses looked. There was the bush blazing, but the bush was not being burnt up. Moses said, "I must go across and see this strange sight and why the bush is not being burnt up." When Yahweh saw him going across to look, God called to him from the middle of the bush. "Moses, Moses," he said. "Yea, I am," he answered. "Come no nearer," he said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." "I am the God of your ancestors," he said, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses covered his face, for he was afraid to look at God. "Yes, indeed, the Israelites' cry for help has reached me, and I have also seen the cruel way in which the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, I am sending you to Pharaoh for you to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Moses said to God, "Who am I to go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" "I shall be with you," God said, "and this is the sign by which you will know that I was the one who sent you. After you have led the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Be attentive. God speaks to us daily. Be attentive. God speaks to us daily. Dear friends, in today's reading, Moses is called by God. He had been prepared for this mission a very long time ago. He had been groomed, raised and nurtured in Pharaoh's house, and now he must return to that very Pharaoh to liberate his people, God's chosen people. I would like us, however, to focus our attention on the method used by God to call Moses. Dear friends, we need to be very sensitive and attentive. God speaks to us daily through varied means and in varied places. He does not speak only to priests and men of God. Like I hear people often say, "The man of God told me." True, he speaks to them, but he speaks also to us. In fact, he speaks to each and every one of us. Some hear his voice directly, as was the case of Samuel. Confer 1 Samuel chapter 3. But without being sensitive, without being attentive and distinctive, one will not be able to hear that voice or differentiate it from other voices. Without silence and quiet, both internal and external, that voice would hardly be heard. God has not stopped speaking to his people. God still speaks to us till this day, as he did to people in the past. How does he? Firstly, God speaks to us through his word. His word is himself. He is present in his word. So when we listen and read the Bible, when we listen to God's word, God speaks to us. Secondly, God speaks to us through persons. He uses others to speak to us. When a priest preaches or delivers a homily, for example, sometimes we feel like he talked directly to us, even without knowing us. Why? That is because God uses persons to speak to us. When good friends give us good counsel and good advice, God speaks to us through them. When parents advise and admonish their kids, God speaks to their kids through them. God says we should obey our parents and seniors because they represent God. That is the fourth commandment. Confer Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3. A story is told of a man who was traveling. He was on top speed. And behold, there was someone by the road who kept beckoning and halting him, but he wouldn't stop. Why? This man outside knew there was danger, for there was a ditch in front of the road. But the man driving on top speed would not stop, not for any reason. And you can guess the rest of the story. Listen to people. God uses people to speak to us. It may be a fool, it may be a nobody, but always find time to listen to people. God speaks to us through people. Thirdly, God also speaks to us through things and events. Certain things happen once, twice, thrice, and if we are attentive and sensitive and read in between the lines, God is saying something to us through those things and events. The problem is, we are sometimes too insensitive and too distracted to see and learn. Fourthly, God speaks to us through dreams. Mostly in the Old Testament, things were told to people in dreams. Remember Joseph and his brothers. He was nicknamed the dreamer because he often saw things in dreams. Pharaoh himself had dreams. And in one or two of those occasions, thanks to Joseph the dreamer, those dreams were interpreted. God spoke to him through dreams. Jacob himself had dreams. And in the New Testament, Joseph, the husband of Mary, always had things revealed to him in dreams. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, the Lord spoke to him in a dream to take Mary home as his wife. Again, in Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 23, God spoke to him in a dream, "Take the child and his mother and go to Egypt, because Pharaoh means to kill the child." God reveals things to people in dreams, but not to all. Some people, that moment they have a dream, something, if not exactly, but similar would happen as they saw in their dreams. It is a gift. Not all have it. However, we must be sensitive and attentive. Some keep having a similar dream for over a week. If you cannot make sense out of it, meet your priest or pastor to help you. Of course, Joseph helped Pharaoh in his dreams and saved Egypt. How can we even be helped when some of us sleep and even in our sleep we are distracted? Some wake up and cannot remember if they had a dream. And even if they do remember, they cannot remember how it was. Beloved, let us be sensitive and attentive. God speaks to us even through dreams. Fifthly, God also speaks to us through visions and apparitions. People see signs or even images of his person. He appears to some, likewise the Virgin Mary and some saints. In the book of Daniel chapter 5, King Belshazzar saw a handwriting on the wall in his banquet room. And thanks to Daniel, it was interpreted. Destruction was coming. So God speaks to us through visions and apparitions, through signs. For Moses, God spoke to him through an event in a place. It was the burning bush. We realize that it was his attentiveness and curiosity that led him to that. How come, he asked himself, that I see fire, yet the bush is not being consumed? And he went to see. He was attentive. I tell you that if it were others at that place, they would not even notice there was a fire. And even if they saw, how did it concern them? And that is how we miss God and what he wants us to see and know. That curiosity led Moses to see, and behold, it was God in that place. Beloved, walk with eyes open and ears open. Be sensitive and attentive. It takes a genius to see the obvious. With such alertness, you would see and hear what others fail to. God always speaks to us. He has not stopped. But unlike Moses, we are too distracted or not sensitive and attentive to know and see. So then, when you move around today and always, when you see and witness suffering, when you see people dejected, when you see someone die carelessly in front of you because of no assistance, whatever, do not just be a passive observer. Ask yourself, dear God, what are you telling me in this situation? That he made you witness it is for a reason. I know people who have become lawyers today because of injustices that they saw. I know people who have become doctors to save life because they saw how people died carelessly. God can use any situation to speak to us. Be attentive, be vigilant. Move with your eyes and ears open. God speaks to us daily through many varied ways. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.